With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Guys, we've got a 12-team Superflex PPR start 10. I wanted to trade back and acquire assets. How'd I do? So the first trade is Gabe Hollywood, the 101, 201, and 307. Got the 102 Pittman, the 202, and the 402. So first off, what do you think about that one, Scott?
Well, we moved from 101 to 102, so I'm assuming there's not really a need-based pick there. So fine taking whatever you can get to move from 101 to 102. You go from the 201 to the 202, so you move back again a spot, which picks are probably in the same tier, so I didn't really lose a lot there. And then we turned Hollywood Brown in the 307 into Michael Pittman in the 402. Start 10, yeah, I think that's... Yeah. It's not a home run deal. You're losing the choice to pick from the 101 to the 102. To some people, that's a huge deal. To some, it's like, I don't care. Give me any value I can get because I'm fine moving back one spot. It's a good deal, not a home run deal, but I also understand why he did it. He probably feels a lot better knowing he probably doesn't need to make a certain pick at 101. So I'm good with
it. So there is a cascade, but in a vacuum, Shane, what do you think here? Gave 101 Hollywood 201, got the 102 Pittman 202.
Yeah, I'm fine
good.
With this.
Okay.
Same thinking as Scott. You know, I'm assuming you don't have a specific need, so you don't care who you get at the 102.
Right. So the second trade was gave that 102 and a 211, got Waddle and the 106. Yeah. My team is now Kyler, Herbert, Howell, Pittman, Alave, Waddle, Terry, Traylon, Cans at running back, Kyle Pitts, and then pick wise has the 106, 202, 206, 7, and 9.
Yeah.
You're shaking your head, Shane. So, what do you think?
So this is what they talk about when, you know, the addicts, they're always chasing that first high because that first high was so good, right? You're like, oh, sure. I traded back to 101 to the 102, and look what I did. I'm going to make another trade, and it never hits the same. Never, never. This definitely did not hit the same. I'm not a fan of the Waddle on the 106 for the 102 and 211. I want more.
Scott, what do you think?
I want more, but would you trade Chris Olave and a 25 first for Marvin Harrison?
Which could be the 102. But Jalen Waddle isn't Chris Olave, and the 106 isn't a 25 first.
No, what I'm saying is you can easily get a first for Chris Olave or for Jalen Waddle, and you basically went from Marvin Harrison to the wide receiver, let's say it's Neighbors or Odunze, the wide receiver 8 or 11 in Dynasty, and you tacked on at least a first, and that's assuming you may be able to get more than a first for Waddle. So if you remove the name, which I know Shane's not a huge Waddle fan, he is what he is, I'm kind of the same way. You remove the name, though, and then if he had a third trade that was I turned Jalen Waddle into a 25 first in the 204, yeah. Now you're like, damn, I actually turned the 101 into Pittman, this. And it's like, I kind of built out a team with one pick. That's the way to do it. Not saying it was these specific players, but if you insert different players, I think you may change your tune a little bit, Shane, based on the value that he got. That's all.
Let me
saying.
Ask you this. Is there a part 3 of 2 that's missing that that happened? Can
there's
we turn this over, shake
not.
It out?
Yeah. There's not, well, but...
Continue yep. trading then, because I'm not a fan of this, even a fucking little bit. Excuse my French. I'm not cursing.
Three minutes and 40 seconds.
I didn't even make it 5 minutes into this show. No, I'm not a fan of this deal. I want much more for the 102.
Shane, when we have JJ Zacharyson on next Tuesday, are you gonna curse within 4 minutes? No. What do you think? You're gonna be more on your
behalf. I am definitely not gonna curse at all. I'm gonna be speak to him as a gentleman because he is a gentleman and a scholar.
Indeed. Also a gentleman and a scholar. Three hammers from Mr. Robarget with the Calico Cat, typically. So it's a 12-team super flex start 11, 1.75 tight end premium. His team is Stroud, Arich, Dimes, Young, and a bunch of backups. Zero running backs. Rice, Dell, Downs at wide receiver. Andrews and Kraft at tight end as the 102, 106, 10, and 11. He's also got 5 seconds and some thirds. He traded the 101 for the 102 and the 202. What should I be looking to get for the 102 in a trade? Much love. Thanks, man. So it sounds like he wants to, you know, do a little cascade action himself. So looking at his team, 12-team Superflex, start 11, 1.75. What are you doing here? Whoever wants to start.
Yeah, this is another interesting one. We're trading the 101, and we're basically going down to the 102 and trying to pick up extra value. Love the 202 in the start 11. So you're getting another starter level piece or whatever you want to call it. Now, then I look at his team, and normally when you see this, you look at a team and you go, the team probably isn't starving for either a quarterback or maybe they don't have a hammer receiver. You know, they have a specific path they're trying to take. I'm going to ask Shane this. Shane, would you be worried that maybe somebody comes up and takes the receiver that you might have needed or wanted here at the 101, and now you're left with, man, is this the team you want to add Caleb Williams to? With Stroud, Arich, Bryce Young, or are you going, I might have just maybe been a little more specific on making sure I get my guy at the 101. It's really, is your pick to ensure what you get is aligning with your needs, is that worth just the 202 in your eyes? Is it worth the gamble, or what do you think?
Yeah, because at 102, I have no qualms about going wide receiver if I want to go wide receiver there. If someone goes Marvin Harrison at 101, well, guess what? Someone's going to end up getting Caleb Williams at 103, or I'll let someone trade up to 102 that clearly needs a quarterback, and I'll just take Neighbors or Adunze, who can catch. Sorry for yesterday. Don't want to be Eeyore-ing out here. Anywho, no, I'm fine with this because you're still in a position where you still get the choice. Now, the choice might be, all right, well, I'm going to overdraft a wide receiver at 102. But at the end of the day, I really don't care if you do that in a rookie draft with this class.
So let me just ask Clay right now, Clay, if you're in that spot, no. Are you giving up your choice 101 to 102 for just the 202 today on March the 5th? I mean, that's where this question comes from. It's fair value. If you're thinking, man, I'm still getting Marv at 102, you lost nothing and got a free pick. But are you giving up that choice today for just the 202? Or are you going, you know what, I have no reason to do this today. This deal is on the table tomorrow or in a month, the day of the draft. If that team wants a QB or that team wants a receiver, it is still in my hands to get at least this. Are you giving it up today?
I don't think I would, just the way I typically play, but I think Mr. Robarget's league is pretty active. And the fact that it's in one of those deep formats, sharper league, more active, I don't know if he can then do something with that 201, but yeah, I don't know if I would be doing that right now. But with his team, of course, I deleted the banner, but I'm happy to kick on back. He had three late firsts there. He could even bump back past his 106 and try to get a 107, 108 with that 102 and a 25 first. So, all right, rock on. Good to go?
Yes.
Shane's smiling at something. Let's go to you first here. Wait, let's go to, sorry, I'm tapping things like crazy. Let's go to the crowd here. We've got a starred one. I saw an inbox trade. So from John, Shane, it is a 10-team start 11 superflex, half PPR, 1.5 for tight ends. Give DJ Moore, JSN, and a late 25 second. Get Tank Dell and the 105. Already have the 103, 4, 6, and a ton of depth. What do you think?
What in the world is going on? It's like JSN wide receiver rookie bust week or something where everyone's just tweeting stuff to make me angry. I would make this deal absolutely immediately. JSN and the 25 second doesn't equal Dell. Doesn't. Dell is far superior to that. And I will take the 105 over DJ Moore, even in a start 11. Well, there will be an episode this week coming out, Shane says, and I tried to keep it under the hat of who I was talking about. That my plan was to wait till the end, except it's me and I spilled the beans that it was JSN. JSN's cohorts, the range he falls in, not great, Bob. Very not great.
Nice. Yeah, I'm smashing the get side real quick. You too, Scott? Where you at?
Yeah, I mean, he also does have the 103, 4, and 6 already. So right. You're controlling the draft. I don't love the QBs here, but you're literally, you have now the gauntlet that everyone has to go through to get any picks in this class. And it's probably going to be,
yeah,
you're still going to get the other players that you might be going, I hope they fall to me at 105. So yeah, I'm fine doing this just for that control.
Okay, we got a hammer from Nick here. And thanks to everyone in advance who got us the hammer. So buymeacoffee.com/tradesin5 is where we essentially now do our super chats. So that's where these are from. And we're going to hit some from the audience too. But again, appreciate all the support. It's been kick-ass over there. So Nick, thank you for the hammer. Scott, this one's for you. So it's a 12-team, half PPR, 1 QB start 9. Burrow and Carr at QB, Breece, Etienne, Rashad White, Monty at running back, CD, Garrett, Alave, Kirk, D-Hop, and Ridley at wide receiver, and then Kincaid and Pitts. Been an out in round one kind of team the last 3 years. Made a trade this weekend to get Breece and CD. Gave up Charbonnet, Nico, the 107, 307, 25 first and third, and then a future second as well. Still have my other picks. How'd I do? And then he's got a different question here. But what do you think about that trade? So gave up Charbonnet, Nico, 107, and a 25 first for Breece and CD.
Yeah, I mean, it's a single QB start 9, and he ended up turning 7 pieces into 2. And some of the pieces were Zach Charbonnet, a 307, a second in 26, a 25 third. I mean, this is the dream Smash. Trade in a shallow league, right? You turned, what, five just kind of pedestrian pieces. I mean, I guess we'll give some credence to Nico, the 107. 25 first doesn't excite me a ton in a 1 QB shallow league. Like, this is the dream trade. Anybody that's watching that's in a shallow league or a 1 QB league, like, this is the trade that you just try to spam and you beat other teams with to death. You send them one of these every day, and 99% of the time they're going to go, dude, like, why am I giving you 2 top 10 skill assets for a bunch of junk? But he caught a fish here, Shane. Caught a big marlin in the ocean with this game, and it probably turned his team around. Honestly, I'm looking at his team now, and I mean, his QBs are weak in a 1 QB, but you know, CD, Wilson, Alave, and then Kincaid, Pitts, Ridley. I mean, he's good now. He just needs to probably find a better quarterback, but he's good now that he has Breece and Etienne. I mean, great trade, Nick. Great deal.
It's that classic thing we always say in a shallow league, whatever side has less pieces on it typically wins. And there you go, right there. All right. So here, and then he has one quick question here. Also, do you have any strong feelings about multiple position players on the same team? I now have Breece, Garrett Wilson, Etienne, Kirk, and Ridley. We've covered this before, but real quick, Scott, what's your answer for that? Having this kind of exposure on a couple teams.
No, if they're good players, I'm fine having multiples. Right. Now, I mean, if you're in certain situations, players are far enough down where you're like, I don't really care about the difference between, you know, Tyler Lockett and this other receiver that's 31. You know what I mean? The value is not there. So then I might try to shift. But if you're talking Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson or Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, like, I'm not like, oh man, I have to move off the other. But most of the time you have teammates that are in places where you can pivot to somebody else pretty easily. So in short, no, it doesn't bother me.
Shane, here's a quick one from Evie Diz in the crowd. So 10 team Superflex PPR 1.75 for tight end start 11, late 25 first in Hollywood or the 107.
I will take the 107, John.
All right, sounds good. Real quick, you agree, Scott? You taking 107 there? I know there's always considerations, but yeah, give me the 107.
It seemed like a person, like a John. Like, doesn't a John seem like the name of a person that would be asking you questions?
Yeah, it's like a good default too. You know, yeah. If you're not creative tonight, apparently, just go John.
Real quick, just talk strategy. So we talked about before, like the 108 was where we thought we'd start kicking back for 25 first. If I know that first is going to be late with a fairly strong suspicion, that's not the word I'm looking for, whatever. If I kind of know it's going to be late, I'll hold on to the 107, 108. I think I'm looking closer to the 109 before I kick back right now.
Yeah. Yep. We'll talk more about that for sure. Okay. Let's go to this one. And Scott, we're going to start with you. We got three hammers from Joseph. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate that. 12 team Superflex start 11 PPR 1.5 for tight ends. It's 5 points per passing touchdown. Just came out of the startup with A-Rich, Goff, Bryce backups at running back, Saquon, Kamara, Henry, and Cans. Puka, Alave, Devontae Smith, Keenan, D-Hop, Tay Adams, wide receiver, Waller at tight end, and then has the 101, 206. I traded away all my 25 picks, which I don't usually like to do, but I got the startup 204 and 207 for all my 25 picks, which I felt was a slam dunk. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Okay, so this is what he came out of the startup with. Whoops, sorry. Is this a good process, and is this a team I want to try to split the 101 for something? And what assets would I be looking for? Or should I place Marv on this team? Sorry, this is long. Hey, no problem, man. Three hammers, you can be a little bit wordier.
Well, I mean, his initial startup, we don't know his entire roster, but I'm guessing he's got pretty good construction. He didn't list any other receivers, so hopefully like what he has on there is it, which is good. He's limited himself to six receivers. It's a start 11. Doesn't have a tight end other than Waller, and that's in line with what I would recommend. Unless you can get a good one, you probably don't need to invest a lot at tight end. QBs, three starters with a backup, and then Saquon, Kamara, Henry. Now, my only concern, this team, and I just got to give a shout out because we're doing hammer questions tonight. This actually looks a lot like my hammer roster from last year. And my team coming out of the startup, everyone was like, man, that's a great team. You got a lot of win now pieces. My only concern here is we have a lot that needs to go right between Derrick Henry, Saquon, Kamara, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams. All those guys are year to year, month to month, right? We also have not a lot of high-end talent aside from Puka and the 101, where Lave's good, Devontae Smith is good, Jared Goff is fine, Bryce Young is fine, but we don't have really anything that's bulletproof on this roster. Maybe A-Rich and Puka, and that's it. So things could go south, and I've traded away all my future picks. And now I have this 101. So I actually like, you know what I like for Joseph? I like some of those deals that were done earlier in the stream. Can I get the 101?
Trade back to the 102 with a piece, yeah. Sure.
Because I could take a quarterback on this team. I could if I wanted. I could take a QB. I could also not take
a QB. I would want to. Yeah, if you could trade back to what, like the 104 or something, Scott, get like a significant piece on top of the 101.
I'd rather go to the 102. Can I get the 201 or the 202? It's another asset. Now I have the 202 and the 206. Maybe I can move that for a higher pick and maybe turn that back into a first. You got to kind of slow play the 101 if you're going to trade it. What I don't want to do is probably just pick a player with the 101 and not explore doing that, because I do think this is a team that could use a little insurance assets going forward.
Yeah, I was saying kick back to the 104, get a 25 first on top. Yeah, I wouldn't just get a second.
Yeah, sure. If you can go right to that, fine. Yeah. I liked those deals where you go down to the 102.
Just a little process move there, Scott.
Keep inching it down. Yep.
Shane, what do you think here, man? Joseph got us three hammers, 12 team, our format, basically. What do you think about this team? What are you doing with the 101? That seems like his main question.
Marvin Harrison
Junior John
Junior. Is that what Junior? I mean, I don't feel the need to get another quarterback. I got A-Rich, which obviously if things hit right, top four QB points per game. I got Goff, who's been a top 10 quarterback every year for three out of the last 4 years. So not every year, but three out of the last 4 years or something to that effect. I don't believe in running backs. So it's not like we would ever draft a running back here. And I think Marvin Harrison slides in nicely. It's Harrison, Puka, Lave, and then Smith. Smith is your wide receiver four. That's pretty beautiful, man. even in a half PPR.
Yeah, and he's got Tay Adams, which almost made me laugh pretty good there. All right, thank you very much for that, for those three hammers. Three from Jay as well. Thank you very much. Shane, we're starting with you first. So it's a 12-team Superflex start 10, 1.75 for tight ends, 6 point per passing touchdown. We've got Lamar, Love, and Purdy at quarterback, Cans at running back, Addison, DK, Pickett, Shakir Musgrave at wide receiver. I got all screwed up here. That's got to be Pickens, right? All right, here we go. Addison, DK, Pickens, Shakir at wide receiver, Musgrave, and Chige at tight end. 105, 111, 202, 206, three thirds, and two fourths. Completed the startup. What do I do at QB? Ended up with three because of value. And thoughts on how to spend slash trade the picks. Thanks for the insight, guys. You're all awesome. Appreciate it, Jay. What do you think?
Back to the beginning. Yeah, so first of all, I do appreciate that Pickett knows he's garbage at quarterback and is going to attempt to make the Steelers at the wide receiver role. We did hear that they're thinking about moving Deontay Johnson, so clearly Pickett's going to take over that role. And Shai, I'm going to guess, is Chigakonkwa, whose last name I just butchered. Love, Purdy, Lamar. Here's the thing. You might think you have a ton of value at the quarterback position, but you really don't. Like, the only one that people are going to go out of the way to pay for would be Lamar. Love, you could get fair value for. Purdy is one of those guys that he's just going to be contentious. Sure. I think that's right. He's the market doesn't agree on him. They don't covet him. So it's not like you could probably trade Purdy for what you hoped you could trade him for. You're not going to be trading Purdy most likely for a wide receiver one, I don't believe. What was the rest of his question? I already forgot. It was a long time ago. You're on mute.
I was Googling that word you just said. No, he said, what do I do at QB? Ended up with those three because of value. Thoughts on how to spend trade picks. Scott, you want to hop in here?
Well, I'll tell you what, the one thing that I want to move up from the 105 because I don't want to get stuck with another quarterback. I will say that. I mean, would you just take Roma Dunze at 105 if Neighbors and Marvin Harrison are off the board?
I love how Shane asked you to repeat the rest of the question and then you do it. And then he just sits there. Yeah.
No, I don't think, I don't
I think was this thinking.
Team can win. I don't think this team can win right now. So I'm personally just at a high level, not going to get cute and try to move up with the 105 and 111 there. That's just me. What do you think, Scott?
I mean, I don't hate the idea of taking the best player available at 105 because it gives you just more flexibility to move one of the other quarterbacks. It's 6 point per passing touchdown. Try to trade Jordan Love. Now, maybe you can trade the 105 for more than Jordan Love or vice versa. Like, you probably got to put it out there and see what deal you can get, but that at least gives you some flexibility where you're not pressured to take a QB. What I don't want to do is just not take a QB because I don't need one. Because I don't think he is just the wide receiver three in the class away from turning this into a contender. So you have, four picks in the top 18. People will want those picks. You have three starting quarterbacks. People may want a quarterback. But you don't have enough wide receiver firepower. You don't have a good tight end. You basically have what you said. Overvalue or overloaded at QB. You're going to have to make a QB move. But I don't love the construction of the roster unless you turn those four picks into maybe a couple more receivers and Ennis Eaters. And I'm assuming his running backs are all just,
he said cans like literally. He didn't even list one. And kind of listed some cans elsewhere, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't be aggressive moving up and stuff. I'm cautious with this team.
I do wonder, like in the startup, he got those three QBs, but then where besides DK, Pickens, Addison, were those just, and probably the 105, those were his picks. You know what I mean? Like, those were just, sounds like this is a league where all the skill players went off way higher than you thought, which is why he ended up with Purdy, Love, and Lamar, unless he traded up and he didn't mention he traded up. So he probably just wasn't the league to go heavy. Let me just say this. There's a reason he has the three QBs, and it's probably going to reflect the QB market that exists in his league already. and maybe it shouldn't. 6 point per passing touchdown. Jordan Love, you could fall that far, and they did.
His team's not okay. He has Love and Lamar at quarterback, right? The wide receiver room is decent. It just needs a legit wide receiver one. So if you get Neighbors or Rome and add him to this league, or excuse me, to this team, it's a lot better. And then can you trade Purdy in a pick for another wide receiver? And again, it's not probably going to be, well, it's not going to be AJ Brown, but maybe you can get someone like right below that tier and you look a lot better.
Okay. Based on how you finished that sentence, I couldn't tell if you were about to say something else. I was like,
no, I wasn't. I like, it's kind of like my writing. Sometimes there's non sequiturs. I like to talk in non sequiturs as well. And then just leave you guessing as if I'm going to continue or not, because it's fun for me.
Yeah. And then you drop a contentious on us. At least Alex was first, and he normally is. Thank you for getting into the stream, Matt Early. So he says, given the strength and depth of the 24 class and worries about the 25 class, are you more aggressively buying firsts and seconds this year? Feel like seconds on running backs in 24 are great value right now. So it's funny. Every time I see that last part, just real quick, we always draft a bunch of running backs in the seconds. But it is a question for me that I wanted to ask Twitter in a poll is, where's your bailout point? But also, if anything, are you more so buying back in to the late first or to the early seconds? You see what I'm getting at? Go ahead, Scott.
There was a lot in this question. I do think the seconds on running backs, I think there's traps of thinking you're going to get running backs in this draft with those picks. People just going, oh man, there's five or six good running backs in this class. Meanwhile, they don't want to pay a second for Isaiah Pacheco, you know, and that's just because he's yesterday's news. He's not coming right off of the combine, but I think it's more of a reflection of the current running back market. We've talked about this for years, the current running back market. What have I said all during the season and the beginning of the offseason? You can build a running back room from I have nobody, all cans, to by the start of the season, I have a competitive running back room. It's easy. It doesn't cost you a lot. Sprinkle in a rookie, sprinkle in, I went and bought Aaron Jones, I bought a James Conner, I bought a couple Devin Singletary types because people didn't think he would go back to the Texans. Like, you can piece together a running back room very easily. It doesn't have to be high-end first-round capital. I do think the 25 class isn't bad. What makes it bad? It doesn't have 20 good receivers that are all going to smash like this class does.
Yes.
It doesn't have four or five elite quarterbacks, which, you know, Dynasty, most people in Dynasty hate most of the quarterbacks in this class apparently now. Like, I don't know about Drake May. I don't know about J.J. McCarthy. I don't know about Jaden Daniels.
Michael Penix playing catch in the lobby, Scott? As soon as you saw that, you knew the class was elite. Just knew it.
I guess to his point, I don't think the 25 class is the 24 class, but I think thinking this is the class I have to make every pick is a little bit unfounded. So no, I'm not trying to. We talked about this a little bit on Mannequin Show last night. I'm not trying to now pay for the 110 through the 204 because everybody else is. I'll take them, but it has to be a leverage deal that I'm getting. I'm moving the 107 for two of those picks. I'm moving a future first for two of those picks. It's got to be a deal like that. But I'm not more excited about the class now. If anything, I want to move those picks if everybody else is more excited about them, because still the trading a 110 for a 25 first is typically a good move. Forget about the players in this class. Right. Like, that is a plus EV
historically
move.
That's a good bet.
Yes
right.
So okay, I know that was all over the place with this question, but I think there's things we're assuming that are not necessarily true in there, like the 25 class is weak, the running backs are good deals this year. I don't think the running backs are good deals this year. In Dynasty, running backs are good deals. So that's why people are not pushing the higher end running backs in this class anywhere higher than the late first, early second. It's a reflection of the entire market.
Another thing too, you said making a competitive running back room like very quickly. That's if you're active though. Like, you're very active. You can leave yourself in big trouble and have cans of running back forever if you're not active. So Scott's saying just be aggressive, pick up those cheap guys, James Connors of the world. Shane, look alive, sir. Brandon Cassidy was so kind and bought us a hammer. Thank you very much. 12 team start 10 super flex half PPR at quarterback Mahomes and Kyler. We have Derrick Henry, Zamir White, and Cans at running back. Jay Jets, Tyreek, Alave, Dell at wide receiver, and then Mandrews at tight end. Has the 101, 105, 106. He says moves. I think I need running backs to win. Draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and whatever QB falls to 105. And then he lays out a couple other things. What are we doing with those picks? 101, okay. 5, 6, Shane.
I'm going to go ahead and not draft a QB at 105 or 106. If you want to see if you can add a running back to this team, go ahead and offer the 105 and something for Jahmyr Gibbs. Offer the 106 for Devon Achane and a second back. I'd rather do that than draft a quarterback or use the 105 and the 106 to get me another wide receiver to add to the room after I already drafted Marvin Harrison. Then you'd have Jetta, Tyreek, Marvin Harrison, Alave, Dell, Lord. That might be overkill at wide receiver, to be honest with you. Start 10. I'm
half,
assuming
half PPR.
Half PPR. I get it. I understand.
I'm saying it just for people who are listening. You know?
Yeah, we could trade. There might not be people watching, correct? I would definitely be fine with moving to 105, 106. This might be one of those leagues where I look at the 101 and go, do I want to maybe inquisitate about Breece Hall? Maybe I'd like to add him to my roster. I don't know if I would do it because he is a running back. I'd probably be more comfortable looking at the 105 and 106 and see what I could do with the running back positions.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy some hammer running backs on that team. 101, 105, 106. I liked your ideas personally. But all right, let's move on to the next one. Oh, well, this is perfect. Thank you, Connor, for the hammer, and it's spelled properly. 12 teams start 9, 1 QB at quarterback Kyler, at running backs Achane, Zamir White, and Cans. Zamir is the can line, the can equator. Wide receivers, Chase, London, JSN, Wandale, Downs, and Judy. Tight end, we have Kincaid and Komet. Picks, 101, 103, 109, 12, 206, 209, 225 firsts and seconds. I have so much capital, I don't know what to do with myself. I sadly traded Kyron week 3 for a first, and that guy won. What moves do you think I should make besides drafting Marvin Harrison Jr.? So, Scott, it's a 12-team, 1 QB, start 9.
Well, Connor, let's start with this. Trading Kyron Williams in week 3 for a first is not a bad process deal. I mean, you can look back and go, man, that sucks. I gave away a player I wish I had now for a team's first that ended up winning the championship. You live and learn. You make some bad moves. I think we would have done that again. We're probably trading... Shane, are you always trading guys with Kyron Williams profile for first? Yes,
every time I've ever, if I ever give me the opportunity, even if I'm related to them, if one of my children were to test in the NFL combine and they ran as slow as Kyron Williams, I would just immediately trade them for another child.
Liquidate.
Yeah, I would liquidate them. You're gone.
Well, I mean, and he has three super stud receivers here with Chase, London, and JSN. Right, Shane? Just kidding with the JSN part. Just want to see Shane's face, see if he was picking up on that. But anyway, Connor, you have all these picks. You're in good shape in a 1 QB, 101 and 103. You're feeling probably real good about those two picks. Is there a way I can just make it a clean sweep, get that 102? Because otherwise, you're going to get some good players. This is one of those where in shallow leagues, a lot of times we're thinking, what? Man, can I add a bunch of these pieces? 9, 12, 6, 9, 2 seconds, 2 seconds next year. To first next year, can I move all of those and get like two hammers? But in this kind of class, it might be the type of one where instead of trying to do that, assuming you can't or you've tried and failed, this actually isn't a bad idea to take more shots.
Lots of shots. Yeah.
Now, people don't feel good about they piss away a lot of picks because what you need to hit to be relevant here is a little bit higher. But this is the right class to go, all right, if I have to make the 109, 112, 206, 209. I feel like I'm probably going to hit on what at least one of those of a moderately close player that fits inside starter threshold here. So give up the farm to go get the 102. This is a great class to draft three receivers. If you could pull that off, there's almost no price that's too much. But shy of that, I'm kind of okay making these picks, assuming you can't. Of course, try to move some of them to 25. You can move the 112 for a first and a 1QB. I mean, that's such a positive move. Same with the 109. But try that if you can't do it. Make some picks.
Okay, I'm not even going to answer that one. So here's one from the crowd earlier, Scott Landry. Shane, 12-team start 8 super flex, tight end premium. Cousins and the 104 for either of the two packages, Murray and the 112 or Love and the 109.
I'm just trying to decide on which package I want because Murray is significantly better than Cousins. Uh-huh. Is he significantly better than Love? Because the 109, and I don't know if it's significantly, and I'm going to keep saying significantly because that's the word on my calendar today. The 109 is
retention right there.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Retain so the 109. I'm going to go with Kyler. I'm going to go Kyler in the 112. And then I'm also going to see if I can move that 112 with something else.
Let's talk through this one real quick, because in a start 8, I'm assuming the quarterback scoring is such where you always want to have two starting QBs, right?
In the start 8. Yeah.
But doesn't the skill threshold of what you need to be good here be, isn't it extremely high in a start 8? Doesn't it feel like maybe the best asset in the deal might be the 104 because it's a non-QB asset that could turn into a skill player that's a higher threshold than one of those other players? I get the advantage of having a better quarterback with Kyler, but I just also wonder if there's a different deal to be had if I can get, like, what else can I do with the 109 if I get it? How hard is it going to be to move up? Because I'd actually prefer the higher pick if I can maybe move up a couple spots higher and get the 105 or 106 with the 109. I'd take Love over Kyler in that case. It's interesting. There's some interesting math in a start 8.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obviously my thought process on this is that Kyler is a top 6 scoring quarterback. Kirk Cousins is not. Kirk Cousins coming back from a torn, whatever he tore, I don't remember.
Achilles,
there you go. He popped it. He broke his Achilles. Coming back from a broken Achilles is tough. So there's no guarantees that he's going to come out and be the Kirk Cousins of old. So we could be talking about a 5 to 6 point difference at quarterback in a start 8, which is a pretty big difference.
Yep.
Scott, we have a hammer from Mike G. Thank you very much. Here's another start 8 for you. 12-man, 1QB, start 8, IDP, half PPR, full point for tight ends. Kyler, Brees, Achan, Monty, Spears at wide receiver, Chase, DJ Moore, Waddle, Terry, Reed, and Hollywood has the 104. Traded Garrett Wilson, the 209, and QJ for Chase. How did I do? Think I got a shot? People still drafted all the QBs early, so I'll probably get Neighbors and Bowers. So what do you think about that? Here's his team, 12-man, start 8, 1QB.
I mean, let's just adjust the trade. He gave up nothing and nothing for Jamar Chase, and he just got Garrett Wilson. Gave Garrett Wilson for Jamar Chase.
Basically a swap.
Yeah, he gave up nothing in the other pieces. So good on that trade. I'm trying to figure out, man, so he's saying somebody would take a quarterback over in a 1QB start 8, someone's going to QB over
Neighbors. It's crazy. He seems to think, yeah, that's how the wording was, that he thinks he's going to get Neighbors or Bowers possibly at 104.
If you're getting Neighbors, then you just take him. I mean, that's what you're looking for. I was thinking, okay, do I need to move up two spots to get Neighbors? And sounds like he might not have to. I actually am okay at the 104. If you're telling me one of these picks is going to be a non-receiver, you've kind of struck gold by having the 104 versus the 105 or 106. You know what I mean? I don't think he needs to move up. I mean, if you can, sure. You want to try to add
what about Jaden Reed? Reed in the 104 for the 102.
Sure. If you can move up and get your choice of the receivers here, if you want to give up Jaden Reed for it, that's fine. But I don't think you have to if you know that's how the draft's going to go. Interesting league. And I assume the IDP is not included in the start 8. Otherwise, we're talking like a start
4 or so, 5.
Yeah, no, I checked with them. It's 4 IDP starting. So it's there's 4 offensive players and 4 IDP. It's good times. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Let's go.
That's start 4.
There's absolutely no way that I checked with this person. I've never seen this question prior to right now.
PPR. Yeah. We got 2 hammers from someone. I'll tell you, this someone right here should definitely go to patreon.com/allgas and join our destination 5 tier, our Dynasty Trades in 5 tier, because he's already bought several months worth. But thank you very much, someone. Appreciate it. Scott, 12 team start 9, PPR Superflex, 0 QBs. Amon-Ra at quarterback, Amon-Ra at wide receiver, Gibbs at running back, Pitts at tight end, Deontay, add him as well to the wide receiver core, and then trash. Have 2024, 103, 101, 105, 7, 8, 12, 13, and 19. This is okay. 325 first. Any trade ups? Should he pick Marv at 101 and a QB at 3 and 5? And then he was looking for some rebuild suggestions. So yeah, just has two wide receivers, Amon-Ra, Dio, John. No quarterbacks. He's got Gibbs at running back, one tight end. Go ahead. Lots of picks.
I mean, he basically has three assets. He's got Amon-Ra, Gibbs, and Pitts. I don't even count Deontay. And you're not probably winning with a team where you're having all rookie QBs unless you're going to be really aggressive and starting to trade these to try to build out a team. So Every pick I'm making, I'm not even focused on necessarily I have to get this QB or I have to get this player. I'm just what value is going to survive the longest, and I'll worry about building out my roster probably in 2025. So I'm okay kind of not even reaching on a QB. I don't have to have a QB at 103 here. Probably want to lock away with one QB, but I don't need to take three of them because I don't have any on my dynasty roster. I'm fine just leaving with who I think the best players available are. If I ended up with three receivers and one QB in the first 7 picks, I'm not mad at that. Just given the way people are valuing these receivers, I can build out a QB room later. If I have draft picks, which he does have plenty of picks, he could always go buy a veteran. He could always try to take a half-ass run at things, but I don't. Shane, are we winning with no QBs?
No.
Okay. So you're focusing on next year, which means I don't need to build out a stud QB room right now. Take the assets that are going to last, slow play each one of these picks. Mm-hmm. Someone wants to trade up to 105 and they'll give you 108 in the first. Like, I'm going to keep taking deals like that. Like, slow play each one of the picks, but I don't have to build out my team today. This team's not winning. It kind of sucks. You have Amon-Ra and Gibbs, but I'm not opposed to trading Gibbs on a team like this. You get a haul for Gibbs, I'm okay doing that. Like, this is not a team that's winning this year. So slow play in each one of these picks.
That's going to be fun. This will be fun.
It's a great year to have. Someone said in the chat, great year to have this capital. Yes. Because everybody's looking at every one of those picks going, man, I like that 109. Mm-hmm. I like that 107. You know, like, you're going to have a live market for all of those. So that should be that's one where you need to like take off work for that rookie draft.
Yeah.
That day, you know, like don't be in a rush. You know, you want to slow play all of those.
Yeah. You got to be working the phones. Exactly. All right, let's go to this one from, this is super fast. Shane will give a funny quick answer. McRib asks, 12-team Superflex, half PPR, start 10, full PPR for tight ends, Devon Achane or the 109 and 325 fourths?
Bruh, you're getting discount Jahmyr Gibbs at 109. Yes, you're smashing Mr. Achane there.
And the fourths.
Get the tables.
Shane, he's giving up those fourths.
Those aren't real.
You're fine packaging those fourths. Yeah. Shane is on a pro 3-round rookie draft thing, right? That's your soapbox. That's your thing. That's your platform for 2024, right?
Yes. And I'll say this, DD had a couple mock drafts that we set for three rounds. And then we were yelled at by the person that is collecting the data and said, can you stop doing third rounds? You morons, most drafts are at least 4. He didn't say it like that, but I could sense it in his typing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to you on this one, Scott. Luke, thank you for the hammer. 12 teams, start 10 PPR, 1.5 for tight ends, super flex heading into year 4 of a rebuild. Yeah. We got to speed along these rebuilds. Heading into year 4 of a rebuild, Stroud, Brock, Bryce at quarterback, Chase. Okay. Is that Chase Brown and then Cans at running back? Yep.
It's Chase Brown and Cans. Yep.
JSN, Addison, Tank, Pickens, Dotson, and Pop Douglas at wide receiver, 101, 102, 108, 9, 201, and then has the 203 through 5 and also the 210. The draft is based on max points for, thinking about investing in more QBs to keep my potential points down to get a great pick again next year and move QBs for proven wide receivers slash running backs next year. And then he says, the Mahomes owner wants the 102 Bryce and Tank. Also want to, and then he has some other stuff he says. What do you think about that, first off? Mahomes owner wants the 102 Bryce and Tank. And would you do this anyway?
It's an interesting offer because I tend to think if you just can get Mahomes and add him to Stroud, you're just willing to do it and build around the rest. I'm okay with it, actually. I think Bryce is one of those where you're holding Bryce Young for what? Especially if you're in a rebuild and you're holding Bryce Young, he better hit.
He
better be good. Otherwise, you're like, man, I'm rebuilding around Bryce Young. But then next year, he's looking shaky and no one wants him. So I'm not really rebuilding and I'm not getting any production. So I think getting credit for Bryce Young in this deal is key. Not that I don't like Tank Dell, but he's not a guy that I'm saying I have to have. And I'm letting be a deal breaker to get Mahomes. This is one of those
Mahomes conversation.
Feels like a lot, but I'm adding Mahomes to Stroud. I will be dropping a video very shortly on DD where I did a deal where I basically gutted my roster and I still have Stroud and Mahomes. And I feel much more confident about rebuilding that with just picks than if I didn't have those two. So he'll have Stroud, Mahomes. He still has the 101, 8, 9, 201. I mean, I'm doing it. I think I'm just doing it. Plug your nose and do it and roll with it. Now you have a core at quarterback.
And then his last thing here real quick, he just said PS League can only trade 1 year out. Thoughts?
He only can trade 25s.
Yeah.
Can't go any farther than that, which is, it's on Sleeper. Tell us how you enforce that other than a commissioner. Yeah.
Settings. Yeah. If you actually go into the settings, this is what I've discovered being a commissioner. I go into the settings. I can do all types of things in there.
Yeah, you can.
Get on it, Shane. We need to start making you do some of the commish workload. We're going to need that assistance.
Unacceptable.
Just make sure that your default is to discard changes. Be careful with how many times you hit the save button.
I'm going to reset everyone's team.
Shane has updated them.
I'm just going to reset the teams. Remove
everything. Commissioner has moved a draft pick. You go in there and Shane now has the 103.
We got 335 eyeballs in here, 46 minutes in. Thanks so much for joining. Hit that like if you'd be so kind. Easiest way to help out this channel. Thanks again for the for all the hammers that we have in the hopper and that I see us getting in as we stream. As Scott told you yesterday with Shane, and we've been saying, we hope to hit as many as we can. Get yours answered within a stream or two. So maybe not this one if you got it in one day ago, 2 days ago, but you'll be on the next one. And Scott, that is Friday at 3, me and you. Okay.
That is the plan.
Good stuff. Skull City 21. Thank for the hammer. 12-team super flex, 2-point tight end premium, start 12. A-Rich at quarterback, James Cook, Kendre, Zamir, and Roshan at running back. Garrett Wilson, Pittman, Addison, JSN, Pickens, Mims at wide receiver. Tight end is Kincaid. Has the 101, 105, 106, 8, 10. Also has the 201, 3, 5, 6, 7. How would you handle the draft with these picks? And then he has a hypothetical after this, but what are you doing with these?
I have so many thoughts. I want to move that 105 up to 104 or 103. Can I move the 106 up to 105? Because if I can, then I can go Marvin Harrison, or it really doesn't matter. I can go Marvin Harrison at 101, Malik Nabers at 104. I'm assuming two other quarterbacks are going off the board in between them, and then I can go Dunze. So I'd go, who did I say first? Williams, Nabers, and then Dunze. After making these trades, I would use the 201 and the 203 to do so. The 205, 206, all are in the running to get traded away, so I can jump up a couple picks here. Because this is, we were just talking about rebuilding, moving up your rebuild window. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're moving up our window. It's really hard to win with one quarterback and a super flex, as we've discussed. He didn't even name another quarterback, which means his quarterbacks are absolutely trash, because we've heard some terrible names on this show that people put up there. Like, for, he put up Roshan Johnson at running back. That's a can. That dude's a can. I hope someone lets Roshan in here so I can annoy them and they can attack me on YouTube. Anyway, I'm moving those second seed. If I can move the 105, 106 up a little bit, and then can I combine, what else did he have? The 108 and the 110?
Has the 101, 105, 6, 8,
110, 201.
All right, so then exactly
110. Then can I move the 1010? And I like the 110 though. I do like the 110. I don't want to move all my seconds because I do like the second rounders, but that 105 and 106, I'm probably trying to move them up at least a spot each.
Scott, he also throws in a hypothetical here. We'll just hit this real quick. How high are you on Williams being the 101? Let's say that the Vikings trade up to the third pick and take QB3. Would that situation move a QB above Caleb Williams for you?
Well, I don't think it would. I think Caleb Williams to the Bears is fine. Like, I'm not pushing a QB over him just because of the situation. I just want to pull something back though, because he does say Skull City, so I'm guessing he's a Minnesota fan. So he's probably thinking if Minnesota takes a quarterback, I'm going to push him up. Let's just rewind a little bit. I don't want to throw gas on the fire, but this is a start 12. This is a 2 PPR. I don't view Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers really any different than Brock Bowers here. I'm already in the golden seat, you know, and this is not a format I'm interested in starting to combine stuff to move up. I'm okay actually just saying I have all these picks. Like, isn't this the format you want all the picks, Clay? A start 12, 2 PPR for tight ends.
Real quick, though. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I don't need 11 picks. I don't care if it's start 36. You do not need 11 picks. And you know what? I understand that we want quantity, but I want a little bit of quality in here, too. Your point's taken about the Brock Bowers, that you're already in the golden seat for that, though, because I completely missed that it was a 2-point tight end premium. So I'm fine. The 105 can stay put and grab Brock Bowers there.
I think it's more of, if I have all these picks right now, the picks 108 through 207, that is what everybody's now wanting because of the combine. And I literally control 7 picks in that range of 12. What I'm not doing right now is going, let me move the 108 and the 201 for the 107. You know what I mean? Like, I'm slow playing it. I'm totally fine going and finding a couple veterans out there and saying, can I get Christian McCaffrey with the 108 and the 205? If you wanted to make a move like that, because you don't have another running back that, you know, probably could finish in the top 12 or so, I'm okay doing that. Like, but it has to be a select targeted trade offer. Sure, I want to consolidate, but this is not the league I'm in a rush to do anything right now. Like, you come to me, you send me offers. I sit back and evaluate because I'm holding all the picks.
Scott, we've done a few roster reviews together. I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood of
500
or so. One of the things that we consistently see when we talk to these fine folks that are getting a roster review source, and hey, don't forget, get a roster review because they're awesome and we're pretty smart. But one of the things that we consistently hear about, at least I'd say 70% of the time, is people in my league don't really like to make offers. You got to be aggressive. Don't be backing out now.
Go to your league and you tell them, I have what everybody wants over the next 6 weeks. Start making me. I'm not being inactive. I'm not going out there and trading away from what the dynasty strength is right now, which is picks in this range, to go and just get a piece. It has to be very calculated. So I'm not saying don't make offers, but if I hold all those picks, the last thing I'm doing is just recklessly throwing 2-for-1s, 3-for-1s. I'm slow playing every one of those picks, and it is a class that I'll wait 6 weeks before I trade one.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, I'm not trying to move up from the 108 to the 107. Like, that's not where I'm trying to move. If I'm trying to move, it's the 106. If I can move that 106 up into 104 or 103, then I can do whatever I want in this draft.
Problem is, you only had 8 assets, but yes, no, that was a good combo there. So, Team McCarthy, thank you for the hammer. Shane, we'll start with you on this one, man. It is a 12-team, 1 QB, 1.5 for tight end, start 10. QB, Mahomes and Bryce Young, Chubb, Spears, Pierce, Gibson, and Cans at running back, Ayuk, Pittman, Olave, DK, Rashi Rice, Dobbs, Pop, and Kirk. Kmet and Henry at tight end. He says the 2024 picks are, okay, what is this? Traded the 24 first for Pierce. The 203, 205, and 302. Made the bowl game last year and lost this year early in the playoffs. Any advice to get over the hump? Thanks. I don't even know what that first is there at the end.
I will say, and I have made this mistake in the past.
It's probably me.
I would not have given up a 24 first for a Damian Pierce like player. I assume he's saying he traded Pierce for the 20. It was the 24 first for Pierce, the 203, 205, and 302.
Yeah.
I think he did a one for one. He's just listing the other picks that he has. I don't think he got all of that.
Yeah. Good call.
Up the one for one, which
is
hindsight. Yeah. You wish you had that one back.
That's right. That's not even hindsight. That's foresight, not foreskin, but foresight. You knew that you should not give up a 24 first for someone like Damian Pierce. It just should not have happened under any circumstances.
See, here's the thing. It was a one QB and he probably thought his team was great. I get it. I'm just super flex. I don't think anybody would really do that, but I can see one QB. You think you need a running back and you talk yourself into my picks, the 111 next year. I'm going to give it up one for one, but it's not smart use of it. Cause you would have rather saved it for something else, right? You knew after 2 weeks that Damian Pierce probably wasn't good.
Some of us knew before week one, but yes, the point is taken. What else we got here? What was questions? Get over the hump.
Yeah. Basically, what are you doing? What are you doing with this team? He's only got 2 seconds and a third.
I mean, he's got Mahomes. His running back room is fine. If anything, really, it's just he had really only one of his wide receivers underproduced based off what we thought they were going to be, and that was Olave. Start 10. I mean, can I use Douglas, Dobbs, and Kirk?
No.
In any combination to just get one better wide receiver?
This is where the analysis of like, what's all the shit I don't want? Will someone else?
Well, no, but people like Douglas for some reason.
Pop?
Yeah.
Pop goes the Douglas.
I think the problem is in this team is taking a bath running back and at tight end, and you don't have the receiver firepower that's just smashing people. So where is the advantage here that doesn't make this a fifth place roster?
It's Mahomes, and then the receivers aren't really an actual advantage. There's a lot of good ones.
The receivers get you there, but I'm saying in a start 9 or start 10, one QB, like we're just rooting for what? Like, please help me get baseline production at tight end and running back. We have no advantage there probably at all.
Yeah.
So he does have 3 third rounders, but again, it's one QB. So
let me ask you this. What are you doing with the 203 and 205? Given his running back situation in a one QB, they're going to be kind of gross down at 203 and 205. But are you buying a vet there or maybe just drafting a couple rooks? Just quick thoughts.
So here's something. I'll just put this out there. I don't like this team. I don't see outs for it. So how Scott was kind of talking, right? Like it's deficient at running back and tight end. And then I look at where else, well, what can I use to improve it? And the first thing I did is I go to, well, can I move Douglas, Popcorn, and Dobbs? And Scott's right. Nobody wants Dobbs. A couple people want Popcorn. Kirk, no one likes. What can I get for Ayuk and Olave? Like what can I get for Mahomes? This is, we talk about this. I need to build in some flexibility. And the way I'm going to have to do that is getting rid of some of these players and kind of tearing down, but maybe tearing down in name only versus production. So I mean, I'd investigate what can I get for Mahomes? What can I actually get for Mahomes? And I might just move a bunch of pieces, try to get some earlier picks, obviously, and just reset the table. It feels like one of those teams, I can't think of one, but where they just keep re-signing or they keep signing old veterans like every offseason and it never works out for them. This kind of feels like that's the direction this team is heading towards.
So Shane, let me ask you just a hypothetical real quick. Would you do in that with that team? Would you take Justin Fields and Devon Achane for Mahomes?
Yes.
And that, like, that's the kind of deal where you're having to trade away.
All the risk is on your side.
All the risk is on your side. But if you're right, you look up and go, I still have a top 8 quarterback or better, but I filled a need, and now I have maybe a home run hitter with A-Chain at running back, and maybe my team's closer to competing. But that's like the best you could do in splitting Mahomes. It's tough to split him in a 1QB. You got to find the right team that really
wants. Yeah, it's not going to, you're not going to be like, all right, well, here's Mahomes, and someone's going to be like, sure, here's Jalen Hurts and Devonta Smith. Like, it's not going to be that. It is going to be where you got to take on a couple of risky players. Like you said, A-Chain, who I love to death. He's probably going to play 13 games in Fields. There's the danger that no one wants him. And he's a backup by week 4. But no risk, reward. No risk, no reward. You didn't win. And then, yeah, try to see if you can trade Pop.
Yeah, so put hashtag pop in the chat. Start doing that, folks in the crowd. Okay, Scott, let's go to you. David, thank you for the hammer. 12-team Superflex PPR, 1.5 for tight end, start 10. We have Watson and Geno at QB. The running backs are Gibbs, Ken Walker, and Cans. Wide receivers, Olave, Rice, Wandale, QJ, and more cloggers. Tight ends, Cade Otton and Dulcich. Has the 102, 106, 207, and then a fourth. Feel stuck as I need QBs and wide receivers. Trading's tough as the league mates need to, quote-unquote, win the trade. To get the 106, gave the 109, 111, and Wicks. Do I just draft best available or try to split Gibbs? What do you think here, Scott?
I mean, David, this is not a good team. This is a team that needs to make some moves. Gibbs is your best asset. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when the third receiver you're listing is Wandale and then QJ, and then you're going into Cans and or more cloggers, and probably two of your best, four assets are probably Kenneth Walker and Jahmyr Gibbs on a team that has no business with your best assets being running backs. I think you have to move Gibbs. He mentioned split Gibbs. Unfortunately, you probably got to split Gibbs. I don't know what that looks like. This is a good class to split a running back like Gibbs because there's not a Gibbs in this class. So go to the teams that have the 103, 104, 105. What are they willing to do? Can you get the 107 and a first for Gibbs?
Yeah, I love it.
Kunze and a future first. Like, that's the kind of move you need to make. You got to almost... You almost have to forget about Gibbs was ever on this team because you having a chance probably during his prime of his career is not going to exist. So you got to split him. I would be dumping. I'd be trading Deshaun Watson, Geno Smith. If you can get anything for Wandale, QJ, Otten, anything. Those are the guys that clog up your team and score too many points and they don't help you with anything. So this is a full reboot. Everything goes.
Everything must go. Let's go to the three hammers for Mark. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Shane, we'll start with you. 12-team Superflex PPR, 1.5 for tight end, start 9. Quarterbacks are Lamar Jackson, Kyler, Purdy, Pickett, and AOC. Running backs, Najee, Mostert, and Cans. Wide receivers, Waddle, Devontae Smith, Olave, and more trash cans. Tight end, Andrews, Brevin Jordan, and Davis Allen. I laughed when I was making this one. I only have the 309 and 409 in 2024. Have all my picks in future years. Lost in the semis last year. What should I do with my 24 picks? Should I wait for the draft to trade them? And let me just throw this in here in case you were going to say it. See any other moves? My league doesn't value Pickett, AOC, or Mostert high at all. Shockingly, right? Love you guys. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just perplexed by the what should I do with the 304 and the 407. Can you trade the 304 for a future second? The answer is no. So we tried that. Good. We'll move on. Yeah, I'm probably just going to make those picks when the time comes. Obviously, you can't sell AOC. This is another team where I like the quarterbacks, obviously, Jackson and Kyler. But the wide receivers are, unless Olave takes the step forward that he should, there's no legitimate wide receiver one on this roster for me. There's a bunch of wide receiver twos, which is fine. But in the start 9, I need some hammer power. So guess what we're doing, kids? Although the only problem is then he lists out his roster. He doesn't even seem to have enough players to consolidate. Because, you know, he listed 12 players and 3 of them the league hates. And the other 2 of them are Brevin Jordan and Davis Allen. And Davis Allen isn't a real person. I'm not even sure why he put him here.
Shane, his league does not value Aiden O'Connell, Raheem Mostert, or Kenny Pickett. Do you?
Aiden O'Connell's mom doesn't value Aiden O'Connell. Like, no one values Aiden O'Connell. Get out of here. I want to say you consolidate. He has all his future picks, right? Is this one? This isn't a league where we look at a 25 first and try to get into 24, is it? I think it might be.
Well, he said, what should I do with my 24 picks? But he only has the 409 and the 309. I mean, what can we split?
Yeah.
You almost you have split to go one of the good try players. To split a QB. He probably got to split Lamar, a QB Waddle, or a Lave.
Smith, Lave.
I mean, here's the thing. So Jackson or Kyler, you have Jackson, Kyler, Purdy, and Pickett. Well, Pickett and AOC don't count. Let's just put that out there. So you have three starting quarterbacks and a start nine. I understand it's fun to hoard things and play keep away, game theory and stuff. I'm just going to keep saying words. But in your situation, you need to move one of these so that you can actually get a position player that's elite that you can use. And it's probably going to have to be Jackson. No, it's not Olave. It has to be Jackson. Because Kyler's market isn't right. People are stupid and they still don't like Kyler. Jackson's the one that I'm probably looking to move. And I don't even need a quarterback back to do so. I'm going at, all right, who are the other top 10? What are the other players drafted in the top 10 of a startup? Jesus, position, not quarterback. Let me send those offers out. Can I trade Lamar Jackson straight up for JJ Chase, CD, maybe ask for a piece back, etc. Puka and a piece back, something like that.
Scott, what do you think? Three hammers for Mark.
Yeah, I mean, the strength is the QB. We had a similar question, I think, was the exact same QB room earlier, very close to it, where it's like your three of your best six pieces are
QB. Yeah, it was Lamar, Purdy, and yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you probably just have to shop all the QBs and see what deal comes in the best. I'm actually okay moving all three, but like Shane said, you're probably going to get only certain offers for Purdy and Kyler where you go, I'm okay with Purdy and Kyler as my QBs. That's probably going to be what your takeaway is going to be based on the offers you get for them. So it doesn't even have to be QBs. Start with the draft picks too. Can you get the 104 and something for Lamar? Like you got to go through and shift that value somewhere else. That's the only way you're going to win with no other picks this year.
Right. Thank you very much for those hammers. Appreciate it, Mark. Let's go to the last one in this folder anyway. Thank you, Nick, for your hammer, sir. Shane, it's a 12-team start 12 PPR, two tight ends, 1.5 for them. Got it? Hurts at quarterback, Pacheco, Aaron Jones, and Cans at running back, Amari Cooper, Jaden Reed, and more Cans. Only Mark Andrews at tight end has the 101, 102, 106, half of the second round, and a bunch of thirds and fourths. I'm thinking of taking Marv at 101 and possibly trading back the 102 since I need multiple pieces. Would the 102 for Jordan Love and the 105 be an acceptable offer? Thanks, guys. Hell yeah, I'm taking it with this team.
I'm sorry, he's getting the 105 and Jordan Love for the 102?
Correct.
Yeah, and because he didn't name another quarterback too, which makes me think, well, there isn't one worth mentioning. So, yes, I would make that deal.
That's a bailout. Who bailed him out of that
deal? It's such a bailout, and it's such a heavy tight end premium. He's going to get a nice wide receiver at 105.
And he has the 101, so he's going to be able to control what happens at the 102. That makes his 102 to trade it away even more valuable. Right. Love that.
So he can go Marv. Now he's got Jordan Love, so he's taking care of the quarterback position. He's gotten the best wide receiver in the draft, and then at 105, it's BPA again, and then he has the 106 again. I mean – at the 105 at this point too, because it's start 12 and it's just a lot of Cans and old people that are about to pass away, rest in peace. I might even look to split the 105 after that. You know what I mean? Can I then split the 105 for another first in this year's draft and a first next year, even if that first is later in this draft?
Yep. Okay. Let's keep on rolling here. I am going to go to this folder. We also had a couple nice ones come in as we were streaming. Spencer, thank you for your hammer donation, sir. Scott, it's a 10 team Superflex PPR 1.5 tight end premium start 11. Mahomes, Hurts at quarterback, Chubb and trash cans at running back. Jefferson, Addison, Rice, Jaden Reed, Downs at wide receiver, Kittle at tight end, has the 104, 107, 108, 110, 201, 202, 205. Here's an inbox offer. Receive the 103 and a mid to late 25 first and also a third. Give the 104 Rashee Rice and my 25 second. I'm worried that the 103 owner will likely take Neighbors over a quarterback. Tried offering my 104 plus for a hammer wide receiver. No luck. Okay, so there's that inbox offer. And Scott, it was a 10-team Superflex start 11, small tight end premium. 103 and a 25 first, or 104 Rashee Rice in a second.
Go back to his other picks and his roster quick. 104.
7, 8, 10, 201.
And what was the deal? What else was he adding? I'm okay with taking, I think we're getting close to the Odunze or Neighbors range where you're okay with either one. Do I really want to tack a first onto this? Well, you're getting the first and you're giving up Rashee Rice. So, I mean, even if you just kind of swapped those, I'm okay with it because you're swapping the second for the 303 and you're swapping Rice for a late first. I'm okay with it. I'd prefer to not give up the 104 if I can make another deal where I give up the 107 and I can do 107 and Rashee Rice and get back the same type of thing and just basically not have to give up the 3 and the 4. I just don't see the gap that maybe he's having to pay. But largely, it's just a 2 for 2. So if you prefer your side, you prefer the 103, you prefer Neighbors and the first over Rice and Odunze, then sure. But I could also see somebody saying, I'm taking the other side in a 10-teamer. Because you'd pay a first, late first in a 10-teamer for Rashee Rice, right? When you already have Mahomes?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's the guy I kind of want, you know what I mean? So I'm actually, now that I think about it, I kind of want to stick with what I have. I'll let the team at 103 take Neighbors and I'll just go Dunze at 104. I think I'd rather keep Rice in the Mahomes stack here, unless you think that first can get you something better down the road.
Yep. Sounds good. Okay. Let's go to this run from Apex to Bar at Apex to Bar. Thank you for the three hammers, Shane. 12 team Superflex, no PPR. So standard start 10. Mahomes, Russ, Young, backups, a quarterback, Bijan, Walker, Etienne, Javonte, Warren, and more trash cans at running back. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Waddle, Addison, Judy, and then at tight end has Ferguson and Freiermuth. The 103, 105, 112, 202. He said the drafts are auction. The draft dollars I have are equal to the picks I named. Finished third last year, looking for a little direction. Obviously a contender, but looking for another perspective. Okay, so Shane, this was a standard 12-team Superflex, start 10. Go ahead.
I don't understand the question. Standard. So we like running backs, except there's no running backs in this class that we want. Not spending the auction money that we have at 103 and 105, right? I don't want to spend that. He already has Bijan, Walker, Javonte, ARSB, Waddle.
Well, I mean, not to interrupt you, we need to know what the auction dollars are equivalent to the pot. What percentage of auction dollars does he have? The picks are irrelevant because you're not drafting players. It is all about what can you do with those auction dollars. I assume it's probably, I don't know, 20% or so of the auction money-ish. That's the problem with auction is you look at that 105, that's a good pick, right? But I bet you the entire third round is worth the same thing. So you don't get four players here. You got to pick a direction. And in this class, he's thinking, okay, it's a standard league. What do you do in this class in a standard league, Shane? I can get any player I want in this class. I got 20% of the money. What do I do? Do you spread it out? Do you try to get every running back? Or do you try to trade it and get out? What do you do?
I mean, it's standard. I'm probably trying to get multiple running backs. There's probably 1 to 2 that I'm targeting, right? But I'm not going to go all in on. I'm not going to spend all my money on because there's no running back in this class that I think is worth all that.
Or do you go just best player and go get a quarterback and the best receiver you can get? Does he need more running backs?
But I'm just trying to play into the format. I mean, his ARSB, Waddle, Addison, that's not bad. He could use another wide receiver if we're being honest, but looking at his team, quarterback seems to be the biggest need. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's a 6-point passing touchdown league. I don't know that. Maybe it's a 5. In that case, I mean, that's the biggest place to upgrade for me, unless you're just going to go to bat with Preston Young, which is fine. And I'd be okay with that if there was a stud running back to get in this class. Cause I don't know that the 103 and the 105, is that going to be enough to get Harrison? 105, 103. You're probably right. That is probably 20% of the whatever the auction dollars are.
I'll just say we could probably do another episode on auction strategy, but there is a fine line to where you actually can win in auctions easier than you can in snakes. You have to be able to kind of push other people out of the auction.
Yeah.
I'd almost say, okay, what if running backs are so highly valued in this class, what can I get for Ken Walker? What can I get for Travis Etienne? If I can push 3 people out of the auction and now I have 70% of the dollars, guess what I get? Every player in the draft.
Yeah, right.
I get every running back in this class, and I gave up Ken Walker and Travis Etienne. I'll take my chances if you're giving me 20 players. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to hit on some of them. But if you only have 20%, you have no leverage. There's 4 other people that are bothering you for all the pieces. Like, you're not going to really get the value. You had 4 first, but you're not getting 4 first worth of players for sure.
So this was a stray hammer from Sammy on buymeacoffee.com/tradesin5. Thank you very much, Sammy. There was also a stray one from Dumpster Fire, just giving us a donation. Thank you very much. Wanted to put that up there. So we got 4 hammers from Johnny. Thank you very much. It's $20. And Buy Me a Coffee's rake is so much nicer. Gracias. Thank you. Buy Me a Coffee. 12 teams, start 9, 1 QB, PPR. No tight end premium. Scott, we'll start with you on this one. Kyler, Levis, Roshan, and no other running backs. JJ, Chase, Garrett Wilson, JSN, Tank, Burks, Judy, Hollywood, wide receiver, Ingram at tight end. Has the 101, which he's already selected, Marvin Harrison, 203, 208, a third in all the 25 picks. Says he can start 5 wide receivers. So he tried to trade the 101 for Bijan, and then he asked trade JSN or Dell for a running back, or just hold with the cans at running back and draft a couple. Basically, he's looking for some guidance. It sounds like running back is his question and concern. What do you think, Scott?
So here's how I would play this. JJ, Chase, Marv, Garrett Wilson. I mean, I wouldn't touch those 4. Everybody else after that, I'm open to moving. Now, it's a 1 QB. I can start 5 receivers, which means I still value Hollywood Brown. I still value Jerry Jeudy. I still value Tank Dell and JSN. It's not like I'm getting rid of them. Treylon Burks, that's probably not in that tier, but maybe he is. I don't know. I value having like 7 of these receivers, but I also have excess that I can trade from. I don't need a hammer running back to win here. Prefer one, but I don't need one. So go fishing in the A-chain, ETN range. I'm fine moving a receiver for a running back, but we had a long discussion today in the Heisman voice chat about this. Outside of the top 4 or 5 running backs in Dynasty, I have no interest really in moving a guy like Tank Dell for them right now. Like, he may look at, he's going to need running backs to compete, right? But I'm not moving Tank Dell for James Cook on this team right now. I just don't have interest in doing it. Unless you're like, I know this is the only time I can get the deal done. Receivers are the dominant currency. You have an excess of them. Pick your spots. But yeah, you're going to need them to win. But other than that, I mean, you're in great shape. I mean, he's got the 4 of the top 8. What else can you ask for?
Yeah, it's in a good spot when you can start up to 5 wide receivers there. Nice. And Will Levis is kind of a little lottery ticket there in a 1 QB with Kyler. We'll see. He's my crystal ball quarterback. Gosh, I wish I could know.
He listed Roshan and then cans, and you would have just said cans, right?
Yeah, save yourself. Yeah. Look, there's a finite number of characters available that you can use, so you shouldn't waste them on Roshan. Dave G just noted those aren't stray hammers. The Google form was used to ask the trade questions.
Nice. All right, good stuff. Well, those quote-unquote stray hammers will be getting a video from me tomorrow. So I will investigate those. Rock on. Oh, that Google form that I was like, here, I'll create this, make it easier for myself. And there you go.
What, did you forget about it?
I saw some like responses, but they seemed old. I looked at it before I made all these anyway. What was that face? I try. We need an internship program. That's what I told Shane. Shane is going to run an internship program here at Dynasty Trades in 5. So if you want to learn about how to grow on YouTube, grow your podcast brand, get involved with us, then Shane, we're putting you on the spot right here. You're starting an internship program.
I will say, if there's
part any, of it is loading hammers.
Any college kids watching, I will sign off on the paperwork you need for your professor to make sure you get your credits. If you have children that are in college, sure, I will mentor these children like they are my own. I will give them my extra cigarettes.
Is this a dynasty training school with Shane?
My extra cigarettes.
I will buy them alcohol. If they're like 20, if you're 20, you know, but no, it'd be a good internship program. It definitely will not end like Seinfeld when Kramer had an intern that ended up in prison. I promise ish.
Yeah, I'm kind of serious, actually. So DM Shane. Shane's the best, man. He would crush that. But yeah. DM
there's
Shane.
A question on there. Shane is the worst. Is there a Dunkin' Donuts nearby? If so, like, you're in. If you can start your day with an old Dunkin' coffee and start forming those relationships with the people in the Dunkin' Donuts, you're in.
Okay, we're gonna hit another one that from the hopper from Tyler, and then we're gonna hit a couple questions from the crowd. Of course, still have 320 eyeballs in here. Thank you very much. We're coming down to the end, but let's keep on grinding here, guys. Three from Tyler. Thank you so much. 12-team Superflex start 12. I've had a lot of start 12s tonight. Love it. PPR 1.75 for tight ends. Allen and Mahomes at quarterback. Spears and nothing else at running back. London, Dell, Pickens, Hollywood, Hopkins at wide receiver. Andrews at tight end. Has two mid-seconds, the 204 and 206. Doesn't have his 25 first. He used it to get Mahomes. So there's an inbox offer. London for the 105. Everyone is in the top four. I'm sorry. Everyone in the top four is set at QB, so I don't think Neighbors or Bowers will be there. Nice having the two best QBs, but lacking everywhere else. What do you think? Shane? 105, please.
Inbox offer for whoa, go back, please. I'm sorry.
He's just getting to the question.
Here's the inbox offer. London for the you get the 105, Shane.
For London?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take the 105. And I like London, but no, I'm not paying the 105 for him. So conversely or inversely, whichever one, give me the pick over London.
So here's my question, Clay. Let's say the first three picks are Caleb, Neighbors, Marv, and then Adunze goes at four. You making this deal? Assuming you cannot then move to 105.
Neighbors, Marv, and then, sorry, you said Adunze goes 104?
Yep, 105, you're looking at Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and you can't trade it.
Yeah, I still want the 105 right now. Okay. I can trade that thing. If you're playing a 12-team start 12, those are busier leagues. That 100%. Those are busier leagues. So yeah, give me that pick. Yeah,
I think it's a good testament to how comfortable you feel when you have Mahomes and Josh Allen. Exactly. You can kind of just take what you want. And then, like, when you have Mahomes and Allen, you don't need hammers at other places to win. You can get by with Drake London, Tank Dell. You know, you just fill out those other 10 starters and you should be fine every year.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, and I guess going back just real quick, referencing that question, was it the auction dollars one? It was at Apex something or another. If you could just add to the comments on the Buy Me a Coffee, what we may have missed, clear it up. We'll get it answered for you. Okay, let's go to, we have just one more from, I already did that big one. Let's go to the crowd here. So King Quay says, would you guys trade Chase for Olave, Spears, and Miller?
Nope.
Shane, if it were a start 27, would you do that trade?
No, I'd find something else to split. And I won't even get into it.
Yeah, so no, that's stuff. That is too much stuff for Chase.
Not Anthony Miller, right?
I don't know. Is it Davis? Who is Davis?
It's
Allen?
Kendre Miller. It's Kendre Miller. And Spears, but
Well, now that you say Kendre Miller, still no,
still and going Chase,
no.
Huh?
Hell no.
Okay, let's go to this one right here from Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is in the house.
Sweet.
Yeah, no hammers for Mel Brooks, but where's the tear break in the early slash mid second? Thanks for the question. Do we know this yet? I think you guys were talking last night. 206 is a number that seemed to come to mind when I was listening back to it.
We went with 206.
What's the format? I won't answer this unless we specify how many starters, how many
rosters. Our usual format.
Super flex, start 11, 1.75 tight end premium, 5-point passing touchdowns.
How many roster spots? How active is my league? All these 30. All these questions
super,
matter.
30, super, man.
Super active. Super active.
I would say 206, 208 is probably a fair range, but in a start 11, even then you're going to be like, depending on what I need, I'm going to have interest in some of those picks. You just may not get your choice. I think that's fair though. Let's say 206 to 208.
Right. Yep. And why we said that is we like the class pretty much through 212 almost. When we were looking back at the mock and putting players back where they actually should have gone and not where we initially drafted them. But you can almost guarantee that there's going to be somewhere between 4 to 6 players that end up in a situation where we go, oh, that really is not great, Bob. Like, this is a long-term problem for them, and they're probably never going to hit the heights that we hoped they would.
So here's one from, let's see, Wide Receiver University. Is there a second part here? It looks like it just might want some assistance with this team. So it's 12-team super flex, half PPR, full PPR for tight end, start 9. Trade Caleb Williams for, and then he lays out a couple options. That's what this is. So option one is trading Caleb Williams for Olave and Pittman. The second one is trading down to Neighbors and the 201. Option three is hold. Marv is 101, not available. My QBs are Mahomes, Lamar, Kyler. What do you think here, Shane? You're nodding your head. Go ahead.
It's just, I think your league hates quarterbacks. Apparently it's one of those super, it's a start 9, right? So people are just like, we don't really need quarterbacks, I guess. I don't know, whatever. So you have Mahomes, Lamar, and Kyler. I'm not drafting another quarterback. It really does feel like an undersell to get Olave and Pittman for Caleb Williams. So I'd rather get Neighbors in the 201. Will Olave and Pittman together outscore Neighbors? Yes, but Neighbors plus whoever you start at the other wide receiver is probably going to far out score Olave and Pittman. But more importantly, Neighbors is also going to step in as the wide receiver like 10 in Dynasty right now. And let's say he does get drafted into a good landing spot, he'll be pushing even higher than that.
I think this is a good reminder of, in this league, Caleb Williams is not the 102. Your league has already spoken with how they value QB. So you may go, man, I cannot pass up Caleb, or I can't not take him at 102. Your league, he's not the 102, right? They've clearly said that the league doesn't value quarterback. Now, you could also, can you trade Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray and draft at the 102 Caleb Williams? I'm okay doing that, but you have the flexibility. But I think I would actually be fine with either deal, Olave and Pittman or Neighbors in the 201. Given your QB room, you add Pittman and Olave, they probably are locked in starters. Even in a start 9, you're good. You know, like, either one of those deals I'm fine with, but I would take it before the other team says, here, go ahead and draft Caleb Williams, because you know you don't want to.
Yeah, I kind of like that Pittman and Olave, even though it's a half PPR start 9. I like that.
Here's the thing, right? Neighbors, we all would take Neighbors over Olave, right?
For me, I look at it as, I don't care who my receivers are. I can start. We don't know who else he has. That's the other thing. If he has no receivers, I'm fine taking Olave and Pittman versus just Neighbors in the 201. But I would also say act quicker.
The 201 can also get you into a range with something else, obviously, where you can maybe get up to 107, 108, and then I turn this draft into Malik Neighbors and Brian Thomas Jr.
And I assume that the Neighbors team is the 103. Is that what we're assuming here? Probably.
That the Neighbors team is the 103, you said?
I mean, he says trade down Neighbors to 201. Is he getting the 103 in the 201?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because it's going to be Marv and then right.
And take that before that team tells you could go pound it, draft Neighbors at 102. They're giving you a free 201. Just take it.
Very true.
It's 10 o'clock, my friends.
Yeah, we're just going to hit the last one here. And it is from Matty Boy 34. Thank you very much for the two hammers here. 10 by 10. So 10 team start 10 super flex PPR 1.5 or tight ends. This is a hashtag pay to brag. Kyler A-Rich Burrow at quarterback, JT Spears at running back, CD Chase, Puka, Garrett Wilson, Nico, and T. Has McBride at tight end as the 102, 105, 202, 204, 207. Says, going to be able to take Marvin Harrison Jr. and then neighbors slash Bowers. What's the most you're paying for a hammer running back?
10 team start 10. What can I get with the 105? Does that get me a hammer? Does it get me in the conversation for one? I don't know. I wouldn't give up the 102 for a hammer running back. Not with the receivers I have. I'd be fine kind of just taking the best player available. Unless it's, can you get Breece Hall or Bijan for the 102 straight up? That'd be probably the only two that I'd be interested. Maybe Gibbs, but that's it. Wouldn't add any more. Would you add more, Shane, given his roster?
Yeah. Well, more. No. I mean, 102, I'll go Breece or Bijan, the 105 and 202 and 207. I'd let them work me up to that. I would try that for Gibbs. I want both. I'm greedy. You know that. I don't believe in my roster ever being good enough when I have additional assets where I can just absolutely smash someone's brains in. You add Bijan and Gibbs to this team, and you know, unless of injury, your league is going to cry about you stomping their face in every week next year, and that'll be just awesome.
Clay, would you give up Jonathan Taylor in the 102 for Bijan?
No.
That's too much.
I mean, we already have JT and Spears. I don't need Bijan and Breece or Gibbs. I need to find a way to get one, and I'd prefer to do it without giving up the 102. But if I can accomplish that, anything's within the realm. 105, future first. Like, what do you got to do? I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah, and so just to speak to that, though, you're right.
Higgins, Nico Collins, all those.
Be flexible on what you're buying. It shouldn't be like I'm hell bent on just getting a running back and nothing else, because CD Chase, Puka, I mean, Wilson, Nico, and T are all pieces you could move to without even using the picks if you really wanted to.
Yep.
Like, you could combine just for funsies, let's say Garrett Wilson and Nico. Is that enough to get me Breece Hall? And then I have the 102, and I'm like, screw it. Now I'm going to go, you know what I mean? Now I'll take neighbors here. I'll take Harrison, whichever one falls there. And then at 105, again, I'll take a Dunze, or maybe I will take Brock Bowers here because I didn't list any tight ends, and it's the one position that I don't have. Oh, he's McBride. Okay, maybe not Brock. But yeah, I draft Brock Bowers and then trade McBride.
I mean, just remember that you have just – this is – we'll end it on this point. This is a dynasty market right now that covets what? Young receivers and draft picks. You have six of the top 24 receivers, and you have two top five picks in a receiver-rich class. Be specific with what you do. Don't get reckless. You don't have to. You may not like T. Higgins or Nico Collins in this format, but you know what? Somebody else probably does. So don't just throw them in just haphazardly. Like, you have the leverage. Don't treat it lightly.
Yeah. So let's run this real quick. You have 2 seconds, or probably like 6 seconds, to do hashtag pop, hashtag POP. Just going to share this so I don't forget. Okay. Share the pop. We have 37 entries. Let's hit the draw. This is going to be I actually ordered some merch today that I had given away. So let's order. It's Cleazy Monster Sniper. Nice. Hit me up. You know where to find me.
What you were gonna say Cheesy Money Sniper, and then you corrected the cheesy to Cleazy, but then you said monster instead of money.
This is Cleazy Monster Sniper from the Pat, what's it called? Gosh, I'm like drawing Fitzmaurice from the Fitzmaurice live stream. Here's the second one. I'm hitting it again. So Hollywood Titan as well. So email clay@dynastytradesandfive.com and we'll get you a hat or shirt. Just give me your Yeah. Go to our description. You can see the link to our merch store. Just go in there, literally act as if you're picking out a shirt or a hat and give me all of the stuff that you use to buy stuff in this world. Okay, I guess we're done. Everyone in the crowd, 307 eyeballs, thanks so much for joining. And thanks for all the hammers that we had coming through. Sorry if we ended before we hit yours. Apologies. Scott and I are going to do a hammer stream on Friday, and then we're going to do another one Sunday night, I guess. But yeah, man, either way, it's fun. It's fun hanging out with the crowd on Tuesdays. You want to say bye, everyone?
Yeah, maybe we'll go an extra 45 minutes or so on Friday, just depending on if we get started on time. But we'll try to get as many hammers as we can over the weekend. And yeah, good stuff tonight.
No, sir. I'm sorry, I will not be there on Friday. But if I figure out how to do this on my own, maybe I'll just do one. But that's probably unlikely to happen. But thank you. Appreciate everyone.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, well, we will see you all soon. Oh, yeah, and we mentioned this at the start of the stream, but JJ Zacharyson coming on March 12th, next Tuesday. So that is going to be a lot of fun. And then also mark your calendars for 319. You're not going to want to miss that one. Trust me. Little teaser, bigger teaser coming later this week. See everyone.